Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks, take you guys along for the ride to capture that safe, predictable, and consistent 1% per week. Can you imagine it? 1% per week. That's over 50% per year. Who does that? Well, I've been doing it for over 15 years, and I'm going to show you a couple of trades right now. I got international paper up. Someone threw that up at me this morning in our morning group. So, hey, why not? Let's take a look. Take a gander at international paper, IP. A year ago, it was at 36.24. You got the bottom for the year at 29, and that was back at the end of May. Okay. Finished up the year last year at 36.40. The last 90 days would look something like this. 90 days ago, it opened up at 36.31. You got your 90-day bottom on the 6th of February. I like the pattern. Look at it. Up, down, up, down, up, down. I love it when you can see a distinct pattern. It gives me a good idea of where it's going to go the next 5 days. That's all I'm really caring about at this moment in time. Well, number one, I want to see where the dividend's going to be with international paper. Okay, and the dividend... why isn't the dividend showing? That is interesting. Okay, so I'm going to apologize. Whoops, wait a second. I got the wrong ticker symbol in there. IP. That might help. No, not showing. There it is. That's 4 weeks out. 5 weeks out. Okay. How will we forget we're just looking at international paper and jump on something that actually is this week? Before I do that, let's go over some of the positions that I actually have at this moment. Now, I brought over 5 positions in this particular account over from last week. So let's take a look at those. AEO is first on the list. AEO. You are the vowels. AEO. You are. Anyway, last 30 days. The 22nd. Here we go. The 22nd of March. We opened up at 25.69. A week later, we're at the 30-day high, 26.25. Now, it would be an excellent time to jump in on this thing if I didn't already have it. But let's just go through the numbers. Now, on the 1st of April, this thing was at the high of the 30-day period, 26.25. Now, the bottom was last Tuesday at 21.91. Okay, so you basically got 3 days, Wednesday, 22.06, Thursday, 22.26, and Friday, 22.21. It looks like these 4 days making a halfway decent bottom. Now, Friday was a green day. Now, I like green days, but I like 2 green days in a row to jump in. But I'm already in AEO. So let's take a look at where I'm at. 25.97. 25 is going for a penny. You've got to be kidding me. All right. Needless to say, you know, I always say never buy something you don't mind holding. So here we are. What does next week's 25 look like? 6 cents. Holy cow. Now, I might actually... Now, I said something about... That can't be right. The 25 next week, 2 weeks, is 6 cents. 3 weeks, it's 1 cent. That number can't be right. It just doesn't look right. All right, I'm going to wait on this one and see what the market opens up at. And I'm going to actually do some... Well, I talked last week about going over some of the numbers and actually voluntarily taking a loss on one of my positions, which didn't really happen because I sold Paramount. Actually, I bought back the option, and then I sold the stock and still walked away with a profit. Okay, great. But I'm still willing to take a loss if one presents itself. AEO just might be it. I don't know. But that's where it is. Right now, we're at 22.38. The market's going to open up in about 10 minutes. We'll see what the numbers look like. But I'm going to hold off on AEO just in case to find out exactly what happens. All right, that being said, next one on the list, Albemarle, ALB. Again, another one I brought over from last week. Another great position to jump in, But if you already have it and you're down, maybe not as great. Because I'm in an able mall at 131. But let's look at the last 30 days. The 22nd of March, we opened up at 121.99. All right, a couple weeks later, we got the high at 133.72. Now, that was on the 9th of April, 2 weeks ago. Now, from there, she drops down and keeps on going. We had one green day on Wednesday, another green day on Friday. You know, I like two green days after a 30-day bottom. Now, Thursday could have been the 30-day bottom at 110.51. I told you what I'm in at this one, and it is what it is. I'm into this one at 131. All right, it is what it is. So what is Able Mall 130? It's not even showing. Holy cow. All right, so let's take a look. The 131s, yeah, 4 cents. Nope, I don't think so. But let's go five strikes out of the money. Okay, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117 would be five strikes out of the money. And that's 132. Okay. 117, if you're watching rather than just listening, at five strikes out of the money, that would be the 116 area. It's tempting. It really is. I think I might do the 117. But let's check out seasonality, see what this thing normally does this time of year. Now, if it's in the down part, I might. You know what? Look at that. I think I might take it. You know, because it's showing for the next couple of weeks going to the downside. And then at the beginning of May, okay, wait a minute. Yeah, the beginning of May, which is next week, she should shoot up. So I feel a little bit on the comfortable side of taking that 120, what is it, the 117. You know what, I'll do the 118, just be a little bit on the safe side. All right, so I'm going to do the 118 because the seasonality shows it going to the downside to May 1st. After that, she shoots up. So I definitely want to take advantage of both of those scenarios where she's going to pull back for a week and then she's going to shoot up the week after that. Fine, great. I am going to keep my eye on it just to be on the safe side to make sure I don't do anything, doesn't get called away on me. So I am, how many of these do I have? ALB. 400. All right, so I'm going to sell off ALB. Six strikes out of the money. That's 118s at 108, right? So I only have four, so it's not huge. Okay, so here's what it sounds like. And I am going to do a limit order on this only because I have no idea what the market maker is going to open up at. So I'm going to sell four ALB 100s. Those are the weeklies. 26 April 24. That is this Friday. Now, the 118, like I said, is six strikes out of the money at 108 limit order. Now, the reason why I'm doing a limit order as opposed to a market order, I don't trust the market maker as far as I can throw them. So this is the least I want to take at this moment in time. It's $432. Great. That gets me almost halfway to my goal. Now, remember, on this particular account, there's $100,000 in here. So I'm looking to get just $1,000 per week. Okay, 432 is almost halfway. All right, I'm going to send that one off to the races, see what's happened. Let's see who's next. Who's next? All right, let's change this back. Here we go. And monitor and Bitto. Ooh, this is that trade that we did. Okay. Now, the last 30 days for Bitto. Now, remember, we jumped in. This is a calendar spread for those of you guys a little bit more advanced. Okay, this is not a beginner's trade. This one's a little bit more advanced. All right, here we go. Now, 30 days ago, okay, we opened up at 29.31. Now, we had a nice high at 32.76. This one has a lot of empty spaces. You have a gap up, two gaps down, another couple gaps up, and then we hit a 30-day bottom. So the 30-day high was almost 30 days ago, 32.76. 30-day bottom at 26.06. 2 days to the upside, perfect time to jump in, but I already own it. But like I said, it's a calendar spread, and I believe I'm in this one at 30. I got the 30 call for January of next year. So I'm going to sell the 30 call January of next year for 36 cents a share. That's well over 1%. Okay? Actually, that's well over 1%. But I only have one because this is just a sample try in this particular account just to show everybody how it works. And again, I already own it, so I want to make sure I go with the limit order because I don't trust that market maker. All right, so BITO, I'm going to sell one BITO 100, which is the weeklies, 26 April 24, that's this Friday, the 30 call at 36 cents, limit order to open. All right, 36 bucks. All right, not huge, but it is what it is. JD's next on the list. JD, here we go, 30 days ago. 30 days ago. We opened up at 26.31. The high of the 30-day period was a week later at 28.38. Okay, she goes down, a little bit of bump up back on the 11th. Kept on going. It's a 30-day bottom on Tuesday. Three green days in a row. Ooh, I like that. The bottom is 24.66. Now, we're sitting at 25.51 at the moment with two up days in a row. Now, I'm into this one at 27.96. I already sold this week's 28 last week. Okay, I bought the option back and then I sold this week's 28, got 15 cents. Granted, it's not that 1% I look for. However, I could buy it back at half a cent. No, what was that? 5 cents? And what is JD going for at this moment? 28s. Yeah, the 28's about worthless, but next week's 28 is 16. I'm going to let this one sit because I have no idea what it's going to do. So I'll wait and see what the market maker decides on JD. Next on the list is Lowe's. Now, I buy Lowe's every single quarter. Most of the time, she comes out wonderfully, but then what happens after that? Okay, the 22nd was the 30-day high. 30 days ago was the 30-day high at 262.49. Drop, pullback, drop, pullback, drop. Now we get another, looks like a 4-day bottom. I'm going to read them to you. Tuesday, last Tuesday, 227.32, 227.24, 227.55, and then 228.89. Okay, that's pretty safe to say, in my humble opinion. When you have 227, you know, 24, 34, it's going to, it looks like a triple bottom. Okay, great. Friday was an up day at 230. Where am I in Lowe's? 238. Okay. Lowe's 227.5 or the 240s. I'm going to do the 237.5. That's right about to here. Now, yeah, I think I will do that. How many do I get? I only got two.
Hey, Arnold. How are you?
Okay, so this just opens up a little bit. And we sell off two of those. All right. Two lows at the limit order, 35. Okay, great. Two lows. We're going to sell two lows, 26 April 24. That is.
I'm on a call with Mike Visbonen, guys. I've got a meet with CPE regarding this problem with the CBA UUI. I was asking.
Took a little bit to get that one done. All right, hold on a second. Okay, where was I? Yeah, 26 April 24, the 237.5 at 36. Okay, that's off to the races. Okay, now I'm up over 500 bucks. Well, more than halfway. All right, now, really got to do something here with this last one, Macy's. I got a big position on Macy's. All right, Macy's last 30 days. There we go. 30 days ago today was the 30-day high. All right, there goes BITO, 65 cents. Holy cow. Okay. The 30-day high for Macy's was 20.79. 2 weeks later, we got a double bottom. Okay, 18.29 and 18.31. That was on the 4th and the 5th. Okay, 3 weeks ago. Okay, she bumped up a little bit from that, topping out at 20.45. Not a 30-day high, but it topped out a little bit after 4 days to the upside. Great. 3 days downside, 3 days green, 1 day down, and it's not a new 30-day bottom, but it is low enough at the 1850. Okay, now we're at 1874. Okay, and that's today. Alrighty, now I'm into this one at 1965. So what does the 1965s look like for Macy's? The 1950s, I think I'll take that one. Yeah, look at 1950s way up here. Now, if I do the 19s, that gives me more than 1%. Now, do I think it's going to hit 19? It very well could hit 19. I mean, it's really not that far off. Okay, it's at 1874. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do the 1950s. Now, I got 3,700 contracts. So that's a bunch. Okay, 37 contracts. Okay, at the market order, 16 cents a share. What are we looking at? 592. That brings me up over 1,000. So I've made my 1% if this thing fills at 16. All right, so I'm going to sell 37 contracts. M, 100. So it's a weekly. 26 April 24, 19 and a half call at 16 cents a share. Now I got to keep my eye on this one because remember, I'm into this one a little bit more than what this call is going for. But I keep an eye on it all week long, so I'll make sure that I don't lose anything on this position. Because I like Macy's, and Macy's has treated me very well for the year. Off to the races. There you go. Now, oh, look at that. Got filled at 20. I can dig that. All right, that brings me behind that I want to go. Okay, so that's the positions I got in this account here. So I'm going to switch over to my other account because I have a couple positions there that need to be taken care of. Let's switch over. Okay. Able Mall. We're going to trade Able Mall. We already looked at that. ALB. ALB. There we go. Now ALB opened up. Where are we? Why is it showing from last week? That's just not right. ALB 127. So I'm looking at the, yeah, right. Remember, I was like six strikes out. All right, so I'm going to do the 119, or the 118s. Okay, I only have 200. Not a big position here. So this is account number two. Now remember, I got like six accounts now. I had five last week, but now I jumped up and opened up another one. All right, so this one I'm sending off, you know, basically at the money. 108 per share. All right, it's only 200 bucks. Well, that's off to the races. See how that thing fills at. Oh, I should have read it. Damn it. Oh, well. Let's go back to the next one. JD, 900 on this account. JD, back here. Again, she opened up at 20. Nope, that's last week's also. Damn it. I'm just going to sell it off. Where are we? JD, I'm at 27. The 27s are going for 13. All right, that works for me. I got 900 shares. All right. Now, I'm going to sell this one at three strikes out of the money for 13 cents a share. Granted, it's a little bit under 1%, but it's not. That can't be right. Yeah, I guess it is. All right. Off to the races you go. So we're going to sell nine contracts, JD. The weeklies, 26 April 24, the 27 call at 13 per share. Okay, limit order to open. All right, that one's off to the races. And that one got filled at 15. All right, that works. Next on the list, Macy's again, 1,800 shares on this one. Macy's is 1873. I'm into this one, 1950. The 1950s are going for that. I'm at 1956. All right, I'll do the 1950s. I have 1,800 shares. Okay, so 1,800 at the limit order. Okay, so I'm going to sell 18 contracts at 25, April 24. That's this Friday. The 19 and a half call to open 14-cent limit order. That's off the races also. And it filled, that filled damn quick. So I like market orders. They fill real quick. But even when the limit order fills quick, that's not that bad. NYCB, ugh, it's at 295. I doubt this one's going for anything. Now, for those of you, NYCB, we jumped into this one just for the fun of it because it was like 350 at the time we bought it. Now, the reason why we bought New York Community Bank was because it was under some turmoil, and we decided that the new owners who came in, took over, might do something interesting. Well, they haven't done anything yet. So I'm going to sell the 350s, which is going for zero at this moment, but I got 5,000 of them, so I want them out of my way. And I'm going to do a limit order good till cancel. Why? Well, because I have no idea what it's going to do, and it's just going to stay open until it fills. All right? We got to put price in there, 5 cents. There we go. Single order must have a positive limit price. Yeah, it does have a positive limit price. All right, let's try it one more time. There it is, and we do the 50 contracts. There we have it. Good till cancel. There it is. All right, everything looks good. Now, I'm going to sell 50 NYCB 100s. Those are the weeklies on New York Community Bank. The $3.50 call for 5 cents a share. Limit order good till cancel, which means this order is going to stay open for 90 days until it fills. All right, well, we'll check it tomorrow or today. Who knows? Maybe she won't. That's off to the races. And I think that takes care of everything here. So we have two orders that are open, working. Let's get rid of this. Yeah, I'll deal with that one later. That being said, let's go back to my account so we can take a look at what we have up for consideration today. Now, those are the positions I already have. So let's see what the list looks like, okay, for today. Now, we want to take a look at, first and foremost, the Dividend Kings. Okay, now we are in the last week of April. So that means we're going to be looking at week number two for the week of May. PPG and Emerson Electric. PPG's got a 65-cent dividend. Great. That's for the 9th, 2 weeks away. So let's take a look what those numbers look like. Now, if you remember, now, if you guys have been following me for a while, PPG was my big turd of the year last year. What does that mean? It means I carried that thing for 9 months. Okay? I bought it. I held on to it. And it already looks like a no. But we'll get to that in a second. She opened up today. She's sitting at 130.17. At the moment, the 130s aren't going for 1%, so I'm just going to bypass it. For two reasons. Number one, the ask is, at this moment, 130.09, and the premium for the 130 is just barely at 1%. It's at 130. Okay, but I'm losing 10 cents right off the ask price. So if I take that off, then I'm below 1%. And take a look at the last couple of days. Okay, Friday and today, both on the downside. I'm waiting. Personally, don't get me wrong, I like PPG. I bought it many a times. Okay, I'm not holding a grudge because I had to hold it for 9 months last year. But 2 days to the downside, it hasn't found its 30-day bottom. Now, hypothetically speaking, Friday could have been it. But today's red at this moment in time, and I like 2 days to the green side before I jump into anything. All right, so we'll table PPG for a little bit later. Emerson Electric. Ooh, okay. EMR. Ooh, that looks like 2 weeks to the downside. The current price is 108.28. The 108 is going for over, no, because once you take the 26 cents off of that, then you're below 1%. Okay, right now, the stock bid 108.9, ask 108.24. Okay, the strike price, 108, is going for 110, just barely over 1%. But if you just deduct that 23 cents that we're losing right off the top, it's below 1%. And look at the last couple of days. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10 days to the downside. Yeah, no. Sorry. Don't get me wrong. Like Emerson Electric, but 10 days to the downside? No, I want it to find its bottom before I jump in. That's just me. Okay, so that's the Dividend Kings. Now let's look at Warren Buffett's list. Because we like old Warren boy. Come on, hold still. There we go. Ooh, look what we have for Warren Buffett's list. Let's move this over a little bit. Whoops, I gotta go back to 23. All right, LPX. What is LPX? Isn't that Louisiana Pacific Corporation? Is that a railroad? I remember Louisiana Pacific and the Monopoly game. Anyway, Louisiana Pacific, Visa, Apple, Capital One Finance, Kroger, Jefferies, and UPS. Nice. Now, this is last year, okay, May 2023. They haven't posted this year on Thinkorswim. Okay, nothing posted there. Okay, Kroger is next week and Jefferies is next week. But where are the other ones? Now, they do them every year, LPX, Louisiana Pacific, Visa, Apple, Jefferies, UPS, Kroger, and Capital One Finance. So Kroger's going to be next week, and Jefferies is going to be next week. So we can look at Apple, Capital One Finance, UPS, Visa, and that one. Okay, so let's jump over. LPX, Louisiana Pacific, monthly. Okay, now, don't get mad, but it is Warren Buffett's list. I don't do monthly, so I'm just going to bypass this one. Visa. Ooh, Visa. We all know Visa. Don't leave home without it. All right. The stock price is a little on the downside. 3 days to the down. No. $269.92. We're looking at the $270. Ooh. Now, you're really going to have to like Visa in order to jump into this. Why? Well, I'm not going to do the whole 1 year, 90-day thing. Let's look at the last 30 days. Okay. 30 days ago, we topped out at 290.96. Nothing but down since then. Okay? The bottom was on Friday. And today's another red day. Okay? 30-day bottom was on the 19th. That was Friday. At 268.29. Okay, it's just going way too far down. I'd like to see 2 days to the upside before I jump into Visa. Even though, right, the current ask right now for the stock is 269.85, but look at the 270. That's a nice number. But we don't know if Friday was the low, because today is a little on the downside. Okay, it's all red. Okay, so she opened up today at 270.95, and at this moment, she's at 269.70. I like 2 days to the upside before I jump into anything. So it's going to be a no to Visa at this moment. Apple. All right. AAPL. Ugh. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 days to the downside. Today is up. Okay. I like 2 days to the upside, but let's continue looking at the numbers. The stock price, 265.42. The bid, 265.41. The ask, 265.45. So the 265 is, sorry, the 165. The 165 is going for 238, which is over 1%. All right, so let's take a look at the charts, okay? Because we have over 1%. Now, I don't really like, let's take a look at the last 30 days, okay? 30 days ago, we were at, come on. My mouse. It's almost time for a new mouse. When it starts freezing like that, it's time for a new mouse. Okay, opened up on 30 days ago at 171.76. Down, up, down, up. Not any big movements at all, except when you get to the 11th of April. Okay, she opened up at 168.34. 2 days in a row, she shoots up high to 178.36. Now, here's where it gets a little not so happy. I wouldn't say not so happy, but it is Apple after all. Now, 30-day high 2 weeks ago, okay, on the 12th. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down days in a row. Now, Friday, she was the 30-day bottom. All right, so you got the 30-day high 7 days ago, 30-day low last Friday. Today, she's up higher. The bottom was 164.08. That was Friday. Today, she's sitting at 165.59. Now, we all know the seasonality for Apple is nothing but up all year long. From January 1st to December 31st, nice steady upstream. Now, she has a little bit of a pullback in September, but that's September. We'll worry about that then. But right now, for the next couple of weeks, just flat. All right, fine. Let's go back to where we wanted to be, right here. Okay, so it looks halfway decent. I definitely would like... Now, I can make an exception for Apple, but I'm not going to. Because we're at 165.53. At this moment, 165.58. The 165s are going for 242, if you really like Apple. So let's clear this out of the way. All right, so the 165 is 245. Okay, now we're going to subtract 54 cents off of that only because if we bought it right now, it would be 165.50. So I'm going to subtract 50 cents. I know the number keeps changing, but let's just go with the flow. All right, so I'm going to have a profit of 195. Okay, but if I'm buying it at 165, 165. Okay, that gives me a grand total of 1.18. All right, now, like I said, I like to have 2 days to the upside. Apple's only 1 day to the upside, and we don't really know because we're still in the beginning of the day. So I'm going to bypass Apple also. All right, Capital One Finance. Now, if you remember the last quarter, Capital One Finance gave a fat premium. It did. Ooh, look at that. 144 and the 144. Oh, yes. I like the 144s are going for... 350. All right, well, let's take a look at the chart. I even like the chart, so let's look at the whole chart. The reason why I say I like the chart, 4 days to the upside after a 30-day high. Great, awesome. A year ago, 96.50. A couple of days later, we're at the 90. We're at the bottom of the year. Okay, the bottom of the year, 83.93. She goes up, pulls back, end of October, okay, 88. She finishes off the year at 130.70. Let's look at the last 90 days. The last 90 days would be 90 days ago is the 90-day bottom. Cool. 128.56. Now, I hope you guys are listening to this really closely. Okay, 90-day bottom, 128.56. The 90-day top was on the 28th. Okay, and that was 149.28. All right, so last 30 days. Here we go. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 143.30. A little pullback to the upside. Okay, got 1 day to the pullback, okay? And then she turns around and finds a new high for the 30 days on the 28th. Okay, then 149.28. Great. Okay, and then a little pullback up, pullback up. Now we have our 30-day bottom last week on the 16th. Okay, the 30-day bottom was 136.25. Now look at this. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 days to the upside. Perfect opportunity to jump in at 144 at the money at this moment. Okay, so what does Capital One Finance do this time of year? Nice. I like it. But basically flat for the next couple of weeks. So I'm going to take a look at how much money I have available at 144. That would be... Damn Skippy. All right, there's nothing in this account. Let me look in the other account. Because I actually like Capital One Finance. And there we go. We got 13 grand in the other account. So let me switch over to the so you guys can actually see this. Here we go. Share this one. Because I actually do like Capital One Finance. COF. There we go. 143. Okay, I like the 144s. Okay, the 144s. Now, I hope you guys saw that because on Thinkorswim, it actually allows you to do what is called a covered stock purchase. What it does is you buy the stock and sell the option at the exact same time. Now, I like it at 144. Okay, so I'm looking at the 144. And I forgot how much I had available again. Hey, it sucks getting old. Okay, 12,800. All right, 12,800. Okay, so let's move this over. Okay, 10. No, that's going to be more like 7 contracts. Oops. Okay, so what I am doing, I'm actually filling in a double order where I actually purchase the stock and sell the option at the exact same time. So I'm just want to quickly see what it's going to come to because I have... No. All right. That ain't going to work. 37. All right. Maybe I don't have that many. Maybe 300 shares? Not even. 200 shares? Not even. All right. So I'm only going, damn, 100 shares. Damn it. All right. That being said, it is what it is. All right, so I got, hold on, I got to check it again. And I just looked at it 3 times. All right, so in this particular account, I got 12,891. All right, 12,891. So 100 shares. Damn it, I can't even do 100 shares. God damn. All right, so if I was going to do 100 shares, all right, this is one of the issues about having stocks and have that much money. All right. So the bid's 143, the ask is 143.31, the ask is 143.51. Now this one, for some strange reason, it's an all-cash account, but it's a delayed data. All right, so if I bought one contract, okay, just one, buy 100 shares, yeah, that would give me a profit of 391, and it would cost me 14,000. So what does that number actually look like? Clear. $391, which would have been my profit, and I divide it by what it's going to cost me, 14,009. 14,000 and not, whoops, 14,009. That would have been 2.7%. Damn it. All right. I can't complain because I don't have the money in this account. But for those of you following along, I like Capital One Finance. As you see, I tried to do it, but I can't. All right, let's go back to my other account and we'll try to figure this one out. All right. All right, back to where we were and let's finish up some more. So I do like Capital One Finance because the numbers work out nicely. Okay, 2.7%. And everything just looks right. The one-year chart looked good. The 90-day looked good. The 30-day looked good. The seasonality looked good. Look at the distance between the where we are at the moment, 144.19, and the 30-day high. Okay, 149. And it's bouncing off the 30-day low. Fucking nice. But unfortunately, you know what? All my money's invested, so it is what it is. And every once in a while, you have to pass up on a golden opportunity, which that one was. All right, so that was Capital One Finance. Let's look at the rest of Warren Buffett's list, and we'll call it a day because we're at 40 minutes. Holy cow, where does the time go? Now, Jeffries, we're going to pass over because that's next week, not this week. Kroger. Ooh, I like Kroger. I do. Kroger. K-R. Okay. Nice. Chart looks good. 56.30 to 56. Going. Okay. Wait a minute. Yeah. At this moment in time, the bid, 56.38, the ask, 56.39, the 56 is going for 82 cents. Now, it looks like it's 1%, but let's do the math. Let's click this out of here. Okay, 82, and we're losing 41 cents right off the top. 41 cents right off, whoops, 41 cents right off the top, and that comes to 41, and that's just below 1%. Now, don't get me wrong, I like Kroger, and the chart doesn't look that bad. But we'll bypass that one. What do we have next? UPS. UPS. Okay, the chart looks pretty good. Really quick glance at that one. Right now it's at 143.90, the 144s. Nice, I like that big fat number. The bid for the stock, this is the stock, 143.81, the bid. 143.90. The closest strike price is going to be the 144. Now the 144 is currently going for 360. That's a nice sweet number, almost 2%. So let's take a look at the chart. And hopefully the chart looks awesome. Okay, so let's go back and look at the whole chart. All right, a year ago today, whoa, look at that gap right there. Now, I'm going to call that an anomaly. I'm not even going to address that one. Okay, get a big, huge gap down. All right, a year ago today, opened up at 195.36. The high of the year, 189.35. And then it had 1, 2, 3 months to the downside to find the bottom of the year at the end of October at 137.93. Finished off the year at 157. The last 90 days, okay, 90 days ago today, we opened up at 157. A week later, oh, wait a minute, that was on a Monday. Okay, on Friday, same week, hit the high at 161.35. 2 days later, she gaps down and keeps on dropping to find the 90-day bottom on the 5th of February. Okay, and that was 138.90. And then she has nice escalation to the next high. Not a 90-day high, but the next high. Okay, so let's look at the last 30 days, the 22nd. Here we go. 30 days ago, we're at the 30-day top. Awesome. She drops real big. This is why I tell people, if you don't take your profits out, look what the market maker did 2 days later. Opened up at 158.64, hit a high at 158.95. 2 days later, on the 26th, the market maker just dropped this thing and bottomed it out at 143. So she goes from 150, almost 158, to 143 2 days later. All right, she recovers off of that, and then she drops down to the bottom of the 30-day period on the 17th. Now, 141.34, next day, 141.88, next day, 142.55, and today, 142.56. That's a pretty good bottom there. Not quite a quadruple bottom, but close enough to the bottom. So, third day in a row to the upside, 144.02. That's like seasonality. What does it normally do this time of year? Let's look something good. Give me something good. Nice. Oh, here we go. Okay, now we are, whoops, let's go back a day or so. There's the blue right there. Okay, here we are right here. Okay, so here's today, the 22nd. I'm going to go to the 26th, which is right there. Nice movement. And then there. All right, so the next 2 weeks. All right, she's going to dip a little bit, but then recover on the 26th, which is higher than where she is today. All right, so she'll dip this week, hypothetically, based on historical performance. Now, historical performance is not guaranteed. It just gives you a rough idea. But it does historically higher on the 26th than we are today. All right, fine. I can deal with that. Now, the numbers, okay, the current price for the stock, 143.73, 143.81. Okay, so the 144 is still the closest, and it's going for 365. Okay, so 365, and we're losing, not losing anything. We're actually be gaining. Okay, so we're going to be divided by 143.95. Not huge, but that is 2.5%. I hope you guys heard that. 2.5% on UPS. Please tell me you all heard of UPS. Really now. 2.5% on UPS coming off of a 30-day high. 3 days to the upside. I don't know what else you can ask for on that one. Okay, your 30-day high, again, 158. 30-day bottom, 141. We're sitting at 143. We have from 143 all the way up to 158, almost 159. That's a long way to go to challenge that 30-day high. Even the previous high was at 154. All right. That being said, we're almost into 40 minutes. Holy cow. This is Jane from Dividend Stock Talk. Don't go away because tomorrow we got a bunch more. You're going to find once in a while we'll have weeks that have so many stocks in we really can't jam them all in. Even in an hour or a day. All right, don't want to go too far. However, that's more than enough to take a look at for today. Tomorrow, we're going to have a bunch more. Let's say goodbye for today. We'll catch you guys tomorrow, and we have a bunch more tomorrow. So stay tuned. We will catch you guys tomorrow. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk. Have a great day.